the roles of dust growth in the temperature evolution and snow line migration in magnetically accreting protoplanetary disks, by Katsushi Kondo et al. The temperature structure of protoplanetary disks provides an important constraint on where in the disks rocky planets like our own form. Recent non-ideal magnetohydrodynamical (MHD) simulations have shown that the internal Joule heating associated with magnetically driven disk accretion is inefficient at heating the disk midplane. A disk temperature model based on the MHD simulations predicts that in a disk around a solar mass young star, the water snow line can move inside the current Earth's orbit within 1 mega-year after disk formation. However, the efficiency of the internal Joule heating depends on the disk's ionization and opacity structures, both of which are governed by dust grains. In this study, we investigate these effects by combing the previous temperature model for magnetically accreting disks with a parameterized model for the grain size and vertical distribution. Grain growth enhances the gas ionization fraction and thereby allows Joule heating to occur closer to the midplane. However, growth beyond 10 micrometers causes a decrease in the disk opacity, leading to a lower midplane temperature. The combination of these two effects results in the midplane temperature being maximized when the grain size is in the range 10 to 100 micrometers. Under favorable conditions, grain growth to 10 to 100 micrometers sizes can delay the snow line's migration to the 1-0 orbit by up to a few mir. We conclude that accounting for dust growth is essential for accurately modeling the snow line evolution and terrestrial planet formation in magnetically accreting protoplanetary disks. This was the roles of dust growth in the temperature evolution and snow line migration in magnetically accreting protoplanetary disks, by Katsushi Kondo et al.